It's time now for the Gargano and Martinez Midday Show with Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez. It starts now.
Good morning, everybody. Happy, 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 happy Wednesday to all across the Delaware Valley, live from Andy's Diner, right here in Conshohocken. It's a midday show. Jason Martinez, I'm Anthony Gargano. This is a huge, huge day, all right? So we are careening towards Eagles-Cowboys on Sunday, and tonight, Sixers Raps.
Get excited!
And I do not have thoracic outlet syndrome.
Yo, you don't?
I don't.
No hitch in your motion.
I'll be able to turn on the remote. Click. I can't wait for tonight. I can't wait for tonight. It's been a long slog for the Sixers. It really has been. Go back to the Joel Embiid injury when he had the broken orbital bone off of the Fultz shoulder. Remember, he hits the Fultz shoulder and he breaks the orbital bone. He misses 10 games and he has the mask, right? Remember, he hated wearing the mask. And he really wasn't himself in the playoffs. Like, you wonder, if you have the Joel Embiid now,
might be different.
Those games were close against Boston.
Yeah, you're right. It might be a different story, no question.
So, I mean, look at the stroke of bad luck. There was a good story on ESPN.com about that, about the stroke of bad luck that the Sixers have had to endure. So you had the whole Joel Embiid broken orbital bone. Then you had the whole Brian Colangelo situation. Like that's from Mars. When does that happen?
Yeah, and it was distracting, and it was
fake
disturbing.
Eggs.
Yeah, Twitter avatar.
I mean, come on. Like, right, the most bizarre story ever. That's still the weirdest story I've ever covered sports.
Well, we're coming up to the end of the year, and we're going to have to do a recap of the biggest sports stories of 2018 before we get to 2019, and that one's going to be right up there.
It's the
Super Bowl's number one, but yeah.
It's the weirdest story I've ever covered.
Yeah.
The number two, it just narrowly beats Manti Te'o's fake girlfriend.
Yeah, catfishing.
So it's just completely bizarre, right? The whole thing. So you had to deal with that, and that hurt them. Mm-hmm. The fact that they didn't have a GM in place, which was going to be impossible, right? Until you're able to get somebody.
104 days.
But like the whole Demon Bellica situation, who's playing good basketball in Sacramento.
Yeah.
Like he's playing really good ball. Like he would have been a better fit on this team. And that's what they thought. That's what originally they thought. Maybe with Colangelo there, they would have actually been able to keep him and been able to hold that whole situation. But anyway, that was bad luck for the Sixers. And then the whole this whole thing has been one stroke of bad luck since the minute you enacted the trade.
Yeah, I don't know if it's bad luck or it's just you got a guy that's a bit of a mutt and has got a list of excuses as long as your arm.
Well, it's bad luck in the sense that when you watched him play in college, you saw, a player. And he's no longer a player, and he's got some sort of condition that's either real or mysterious or just a made-up excuse.
What's he, the Tin Man with no heart?
That we'll find out. I mean, yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
But all that said, they have just fought through that, and they now have a big game tonight against the Raptors. And this is for Eastern Conference supremacy in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and you mentioned it right off the hop about it's a great week and we're careening towards Eagles-Cowboys, and which is a massively meaningful football game for both teams, which is awesome. It's a huge week. This is a great week because you have the excitement of tonight. I did Toronto radio this morning, and you think, the Canucks north of the border, they're only interested in hockey. No, man, they're juiced up about the Raptors.
Cool.
So I go on
that's
this
awesome.
Morning to talk about Sixers, Raptors, and some of the other ancillary things, including the Phillies, but they're pumped up tonight because the Sixers played up there earlier in the season and lost, but this is a far different team that's going to Toronto tonight than the one that faced the Toronto Raptors earlier this season. Because Jimmy Butler's here now, and that's the byproduct of Markelle Fultz's failures and lack of heart. So I get a lot of people are still talking about Fultz and what's going on with the injury or whatever it is.
Well, there's a diagnosis. That's the weird thing about it.
I can find any doctor to come up with some diagnosis for why I'm an idiot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you search long enough, you go to the right place, you'll find a diagnosis for whatever you think you want to call it.
Yes.
And to me, this is all manufactured. Far be it from me to question the medical science field. But when it comes to the Sixers, they don't have much of a leg to stand on here. Why was it diagnosed by their doctors? You know, and we know the history here. But today's not about that. Today's about getting pumped up for a basketball game.
So it's also about a team that has owned you.
Yeah.
The Sixers have lost 12 straight games in Toronto.
What?
Yeah, they've lost 12 straight games in Toronto.
About 3 years, I guess?
And it's because of how they play. Like, even though they've always been a team that had trouble defending the three, Toronto would rank three. They were always a bad matchup for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really curious tonight, because it is really for Eastern Conference supremacy. So it's going to be a great game tonight. Bad news with the Phillies.
Corbin.
Patrick Corbin goes, and I'm shocked, right? The news broke shortly after we were off the air. Mikey Miss, in fact, talked about it that during his show, that Patrick Corbin goes to the Nationals.
That's a huge
loss. Not the Yankees. We all thought they were going to lose out on Corbin. It's because he goes to the Yankees. He's a Yankee fan. His whole family are Yankee fans. But he goes to the Nationals.
Yeah, he signs a 6-year, $140 million deal at 29 years old. He'll be 30, by the way, coming up in July, mid-July. 6 years, probably too much. But, hey, good on the Nationals for stepping up. And the thing that I thought was strange is, because we read the report from Bob Nightingale yesterday, that the Phillies were not going to be outbid. And I don't know if they were outbid or he just liked the situation there better. Maybe we'll never know. But the fact of the matter is he's a Washington National. And I don't know, you can look at this two ways, Ant. Does that mean that Harper is going back because they're a better team and they have a legit left-hander to add to that already good rotation?
I don't know.
Or do they not have the money?
I don't think they can afford him. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. Can you afford him? Look at that pitching staff. You now got Max Scherzer, you got Strasburg, and now Corbin.
Yeah.
So
murderers, Rob.
To me, you're a Phils. You got to combat, because this NL East is going to be awesome.
Uh-huh.
The Braves are young and really good.
On the come big time,
right? Yep. So the Nationals now have that great pitching staff. The Mets are trying to compete. I mean, it's going to be a really good division.
They have some great pitchers with the Mets,
right?
You know,
it's going to be a really good division. And so if I'm the Phils, I focus on trying to land both fish,
Machado and Harper.
And I try to outslug you.
I get stupid. Get stupid money and go crazy.
And I try to outslug you.
I tell you, the first thing that went through my mind when I saw it, I said, God dang it. And I went right back to star hunting. And Brett's saying, we're star hunting and star developing. And I'm going, oh, no. Are the Phillies going to get me all lathered up? And then I'm going to come home with Ugats. I got nothing. I got no Harper. I got no Machado. I got no Corbin. I end up with Gene Segura, which is good. Hey, that's a piece you need, but I need more.
Well, you'll get more, but
I better.
This is a tough one because you needed a lefty in a rotation, and he was the best lefty after Paxton gets traded. I mean, you know,
he fits the bill.
There's no one close to Patrick Corbin.
Yeah,
so that's a miss that we'll get into later today. And of course, it's Dallas week. It's Eagles and Cowboys, and I hope once more, in case the teachers are kind of languishing a little bit. We need you to call us this week, get the students ready, and have them sing the fight song. This is a monster week.
Oh, it's
the
huge
Eagles
game.
Have a chance to basically win the division on Sunday in Dallas. It's the revenge game. And Jason, I want to talk about it. You brought something up that's pretty interesting about how good this team is, which plays right into our expectations of the game.
Yeah, because you look at the Cowboys and right now, and when they came in here a couple of weeks ago and they won that game off the Eagles' bye week in Philadelphia, you thought, that Cowboy team's not very good. I mean, am I afraid of the Cowboys? Now all of a sudden they go out, they got a couple wins, they're rolling a little bit, and this Van Der Esch has been a monster, and you go, man, that Cowboys team's pretty good. Maybe we underestimated them a little bit. And conversely, you look at Washington and you go, man, that's not a very good team. But what are the Eagles? Are the Eagles a good team? I want to know from people, Ant, what is the term you would use to describe this Eagles team? To me, it's the three words are tick above average.
Yeah, I mean, we argued a bit yesterday about it. I think that they're a good team.
I think they have good pieces.
Any team that has an above average offensive line like the Eagles do,
mm-hmm.
an above average defensive line like the Eagles do, and a franchise quarterback is a good team.
Okay, so would you term the Eagles as being a good team but inconsistent or hungover from the Super Bowl?
I mean, there's a lot of
factors. They're not a good team.
There's a lot of factors as to why they haven't been better or have given away. I mean, gave away two games, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you could say that scheme or coaching is a part of it.
Yeah, look, I agree. And we got to get to a break, but I'll say this right now. I had to go mea culpa last year during the Super Bowl year about Doug and say, because I called him a half a Stu Nod. I had the Stu Nod meter, and it still resides in my attic, and I won't bring it out this year. But here's the fact of the matter. I did a mea culpa because the guy was magic last year. But as I sit here today, Anthony, and I've been really thinking about this, I was more right about Doug and the Stu Nod meter than I was wrong. That's a fact. And maybe it proves me wrong again. And if
well,
it does,
it's an opinion.
I got to give you the way I feel in the moment all the time. And I felt that way when they first hired him, that he was a half a Stu Nod. And I look at him now, and I think I was more right than I was wrong. Last year was great. He caught lightning in a bottle.
I mean, I think it's fair to examine it. I don't like the defensive coordinator.
No, me either.
And again, that's a product.
He's definitely a Stu Nod. That's a fact. He's a Stu Nod and a half.
I think he's less Stu Nod and more stubborn.
Yeah,
I don't think he's a dummy. I think he's a smart guy, but I think he's stubborn and married to his system. So I
a little too rigid.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I think that is. But we'll get into it.
It's an interesting. I want to hear how people would term what the Eagles are right now. So let's hit round up, Andrew. Hope you hit the live line or the recorded line last night at 610-771-9751. If you did not, we got open lines on the live line right now at 610-632-0975. Let's see what we got today.
You know, Anthony said he's ready to move on from Nelson Aguilar, but if Carson doesn't overthrow him on the one play he's open, he's over 100 yards and a touchdown. And then Carson underthrew him on a crossing pattern. It was a first down. So it's not just Aguilar that's not connecting. There's got to be something that can improve their playing together to get them in sync together or something. So it's not all Aguilar. You got to blame your boy a little bit too, cuz.
Listen, you're right. I mean, he missed him without a doubt. I'm just not an Aguilar. I don't think he's special. I like him. I like his personality a ton, but he's not fast enough to play on the outside. He's another slot guy. I need to move on.
You could upgrade.
Yeah, and as far as, you know, Carson, you're going to miss guys, right? So, somehow, Zach Ertz is able to catch everything.
Good point. What's next?
To all you Carson Wentz, Jock Sniffing fanboys, he struggled with a few wide open passes on Monday night. It's okay, admit it. It's perfectly fine. It doesn't harden his legacy. He's still very good. Lastly, obviously, Foles suffered from a nerve issue. I mean, didn't you see him wince every shot he took in those thousands of hype videos that he did all year? Get the hell out of here with a nerve issue.
That's a good point. Remember them stupid videos?
Carson Wentz fanboys? Dude, really?
I'm telling you.
Seriously, you're a fool. Like, seriously, go watch football again and understand what kind of quarterback you got. Stop with the fanboy thing and go actually watch other teams. See, this is the problem with a lot of people that don't watch the rest of the league and see the level of quarterback play that is around the rest of the league. Quarterbacks are going to miss throws. Even great players and great quarterbacks are going to miss open throws at times. Stop. Stop trying to blame the kid for everything because you don't know the game.
What's next?
Hi, this is Markel's doctor. We're going to diagnose Markel with chronic little bitch syndrome. Some home remedies include sucking it up, rubbing some dirt on it, and taking out your tampon. That's it. Thank you.
All right, maybe too much information
there.
That's
a little over the top. I'll tell you, it was fun.
Oh, man, what's next?
If we're going to have to listen to you guys fawning over Joe Buck all week, I just want to say that I love Joe Tessitore. It's a shame that his calls get ruined by Witten and Booger. He has a great voice, unlike Joe Buck, and he doesn't sound bored half the game like Joe Buck does. I'd take Tessitore over Buck any day of the week.
Here's the good news.
Wow.
Here's the good news, brother. You can have him. All right?
That's a shock, man.
Tessitore did a good job in college. I don't like him on the Monday Night Football broadcast.
I'm not a big fan.
Not a big fan, period.
Nah, I'm not a big fan.
You maybe go after...
I love college football. I've heard him doing college games I mean, he's okay, but he's more. I feel like he does wrestling.
He'd be better.
Reminds me, he's a wrestling announcer,
like NCAA wrestling.
No,
like WWE.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
No, he reminds me of that kind of wrestling.
Okay.
You know. or a you know, a UFC.
Okay, so he'd be either like Joe Rogan.
His play-by-play is too demonstrative. There's no Joe Buck is not bored, but there has to be a ground so you can go up to a ceiling for a play that's really good.
Yeah, you can't be at the ceiling when it doesn't warrant.
You can't,
it.
He just screams at you all the time.
Yeah, you can only go so high.
It's third down. All right.
Yeah, well, it's third and 16, quarter. Dude. Yeah. Scoreless game. Seven.
I mean, whatever. It's all about taste. I do. I like Buck.
Well, the good news is, like I said, that guy on the riled up line can have Tessitore. You can have him every day. I'll take Buck. You and I'll share Buck, and he can have Tessitore, and we'll be good to go. What's next?
You deserve to lose this game. You don't blitz a brand new quarterback who hasn't played in 3 years, and it costs you at the end of the half. Then you come out and you let him take your 4-man blitz and do nothing, and he almost completes the pass again. Ridiculous.
I agree.
Yeah, well, that's we keep doing this, and it, for a while there, it's shame on Schwartz. Now it's becoming shame on us.
Why?
Because we keep expecting this guy to change, and he's not going to. We got to wrap our head around that he's not going to put pressure on Dakota Prescott.
You're going to lose.
Well, and then we win because Jim Schwartz, they send him in a UPS box to the moon, all right, with no return address. And we don't have to see the wide nine anymore.
Wow.
All right? We pack them in there with the little pack pellets.
You do.
We send them to the moon.
You do feel resentful right now.
I'm angry. I'm excited about tonight, and I'm excited about Sunday, but I'm tired of repeating the same mistakes in this city.
All right?
What's next?
This is the Sixers offseason all over again with the Phillies. John Milton being penurious, being cheap. Don't go out and get the picture. Corbin went to the Nationals. Why even get somebody now without pitching with the Nationals? Nationals won. Okay.
I'm done. They signed Corbin. I'm done. Like there's nobody else out there. Yeah. The OK guy could be defeated so easy. Could you imagine playing Monopoly with the OK guy? You get Baltic Avenue and put a crap house on it that when you land on it, you got to pay like $10. And he's like, you got Baltic. I'm done.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Boardwalk and Park Place are sitting right there.
I don't know. I mean, like to me, you know, 6 years for a starting pitcher is pretty excessive.
Would you have gone there? Would you go on $6.40?
It's not my money, so. But
well, pretend it is.
But no, if I'm the GM, I don't do 6 years.
You got to draw a line.
It's wrong. It's wrong to go 6 years for a pitcher.
What's next?
My name is Markel. I was an NBA basketball player until I got injured riding a motorcycle. I changed my shot while I was injured. And when I healed, I had completely forgotten how to shoot. I couldn't tell my team what happened. I was scared, and I didn't know what to do. I tried to relearn my shot, but then my team turned its back on me and benched me for T.J. McConnell. That's when I made the call to Raymond Brothers. He worked for me to find me a specialist that would diagnose some ridiculous injury. He knows how to handle fake injuries and fought hard to get me traded to the Phoenix Suns. Well, no one will know my name. Now, I recommend all my friends and family to Raymond Brothers.
That is awesome. That is the commercial to the T.
He parried it perfectly.
It was awesome. Great job. That's a great call.
What's next?
Johnny from Northeast Philly with a public service announcement for all you Creek Crumb Cowboy fans. Get out your smartphone, Google Dallas Cowboy Sports Talk Radio, download the app, and listen to that garbage. We don't want to hear you on a Philly Sports Talk Radio show. Shut up. The team sucks. Your quarterback is average.
Yeah, that's a good public service announcement.
Johnny from the Northeast with a public service announcement, PSA for you. That's great.
Could you imagine, like, if you were displaced, Dan, you're living in, I don't know, Chicago or...
I do live in Chicago.
In Des Moines. Say you're living in Des Moines right now, right? And you're out there and...
You have a fascination with Iowa.
I do. I love Iowa. Great wrestling state. But... Would you be listening
love
to
Iowa.
Dallas Cowboy, like, the ticket out of Dallas? Would you listen to that station as an Eagle fan? So you could, like, troll them?
No, no, I could be living in Dallas and not.
And you listen to this station.
Right. But you like Iowa, huh?
Oh, yeah.
What's the Iowa thing?
Iowa and Canada.
You referenced Dubuque earlier.
Yeah, in Des Moines.
Yeah.
Kidding me, the Iowa State.
You're a Cedar Rapids guy?
I'm a big NCAA wrestling guy. Dan Gable, the legend of Iowa State, coaches Iowa.
All right.
Yeah, so I don't know.
So you like Iowa?
Well, I love Iowa.
You're a Hawkeye.
I've never been out there, but I got to go. Maybe I'll UPS box myself out there with a one-way ticket.
Why don't you do a remote out there in Iowa?
Yeah, lick the stamp, Andrew.
I was in there once. I had to cover an Iowa State basketball game.
Yeah? Would you like it out there? I can't see you milling around Iowa.
Nah, not my. I'm not a big fan of the Plain States.
You're not a Plainsman?
I was in Lincoln, Nebraska. Covered it.
That's a good environment, though. Stu Bradley's old squad.
I liked it. No, listen, Tommy Frazier. Game was fun. I enjoyed the culture of
being on campus
of college football, and it was fun. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of places I like better.
So you're not like a High Plains drifter?
No.
What's next?
Ow. Girlfriend's best friend is coming home. Just got married, had a beautiful child, and I get a text message. Hey, babe. So and so's coming home. And in order for you to hang out and see the baby, you're going to need to get a flu shot. Time out. You mean to tell me that I need someone to stick me with a needle in order to see your child? Are you serious? What do you think's going to happen? I'm going to show up with a stuffy nose, like, let me rub your child all over my face. Uh-oh.
I hear you, brother.
I don't do a flu shot.
I hear you, brother, but, you know, you might not know you have the virus is the point.
Yeah, but when you get the flu shot, you get the virus because they give you a lesser strain.
Yeah, but your body is, it's the dead virus. So it's not like you're not contagious. But the whole point is that you don't give it to the baby if you have it and aren't aware of it.
Now, do you get the flu shot every fall?
I did not do it yet this year, which I probably should.
But why don't you wait till March when it's over?
Well, I don't know. Dr. Mike comes in and does it. Usually last year he did it. We were on the air.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't do that. I don't believe in it.
You don't believe it? I believe in it.
I don't believe in it. I don't believe in the stuff you give the babies, too. And not the inoculations, but like all these different, all these chemicals they shoot into your kids now. I think they cause issues.
You Google too much.
No, I don't Google. I just tell the doctor I do not want the kid to have the shot.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't believe in it. This body's a temple, Ant. You got to treat it as such. This is like the Taj Mahal over here.
Andrew.
Yes. Taj Mahal shut down, of course.
Andrew, you and I got to talk, man.
Yeah. I'll call you later.
You just don't call me, all right, dude?
That's fine.
What's next?
Hello, this is the AstroTurf that used to be at Veterans Stadium. And I just want to say that without a doubt, Jason Witten's toupee is the worst artificial surface to ever come into South Philadelphia. Happy holidays. Bet turf out.
That is a great call.
It was that Jim from Southerton.
Not the good. That is. The Vet Turf suddenly loses the title of the worst artificial surface. That's great.
Well, how about they show Jason Witten like back in 2007 or 2006 in a play and his helmet comes off in the broadcast. Right, his helmet comes off and you see the dude's hair was taking starting to leave the front line. Like the troops were pulling back. And then you see him in the booth, and he's got this helmet on with a chin strap, right? I'll go, well, you guys couldn't have made it any more obvious the dude's wearing a really crappy rug.
I shopped at Maury's.
You did. Under hurricane conditions. They never come off.
Today.
Well, the thing is as a bald guy, I can spot a rug from I'm like a deer spotter.
Really?
I can spot a rug from miles away. And that thing on Witten's head, is so obvious.
I don't have the.
You don't have the rug spotting ability?
Nah.
Oh, how about? No, I'll give you another.
God bless. He wants to wear the rug. Who cares?
I'll give you another boffo one that not a lot of people know is a rug.
Let me ask you a question though.
Ben Affleck.
Really?
Stone cold rug. Yep.
Yeah.
Google it. I'm telling you. Now his hairline was here 1 year. The next year it's back here. Next year, now it's down by his eyebrow. Unless your hair grows like that, I don't know what to tell you.
Really?
Yeah, these Hollywood types, they get a really nice rug. But I'm telling you right now, Ant, that thing is like a carpet.
Let me ask you a question, though. What's the problem with the rug? Who cares? Let the guy...
if you want to go with a rug, go with a rug. It's your decision.
No, but you have something against the rug.
Because I'm a bald man. I look good bald. Not everybody does, though.
Yeah, it's the same. Well, why are you making fun of the
I'm not making fun of it. I'm just
saying... the rug.
Well, I mean, like, Witten's a man of means. He's got cash. What are you doing with a dead animal on your head?
So it's the quality of the rug that you're...
You're presenting yourself on ESPN. You're up there with a dead animal. Now, look, we know some other broadcasters that come through town. Maybe had a rug or two, or, you know, Marv Albert, or, you know, Wheels, who I love. But, you know, you're on you're on a high-end TV there, man, HD. Get a good carpet.
All right.
Don't get a shag. You got to get a nice, you know what I mean?
Shag.
Like an indoor-outdoor. Like you'd stick on the porch. Remember that old green turf you put in there? You should have got that.
Oh, my God.
All right. That's riled up. Hit the riled up line tonight at 610-771-9751. Yeah, I don't believe in the flu shot and vaccinations.
Yeah, let's not go there. All right? Let's go talk sports.
You want to go back to the phones?
Yeah.
Let's go back to the theorists will call in.
Yeah, I'm out. Because I believe in that stuff.
Yeah.
I believe in medicine.
Let's go to JD in Mount Airy on the Fanatic. What's up, JD?
Hey, what's going on, fellas, man? How y'all doing? I'm sitting over here laughing at you guys talking about the rug.
Andrew, put a Twitter poll up about the flu shot, please.
That was funny, but yeah.
I would say no.
We're 6 hours and about 13 minutes away from Sixers-Raptors.
Yes! Bring up
8 o'clock tonight, national broadcast, and it's a big one. You know, you can say it's 182, you can downplay it, but no, this is a big one. The next big one will be Christmas night. 5:30 when the Sixers take on the Celtics, but the one that's in front of us is this game tonight, and it's going to be awesome. I hope it's a really good game.
Yeah, I think it will be. I think it's going to be a really good basketball game.
Yeah, and then obviously it all leads up to the collision course that's going to be Sunday afternoon at 4:25 down at AT&T Stadium, Dallas against the Eagles. And the top spot in the division on the line. And it's, you know, week 14 of the NFL. Like, that's the cool part.
I know.
Final quarter of the season.
I know. It's goes by too quick. But
it does.
It's going to be great. Listen, this is it. This is people's holidays are going to ride on this game.
Yeah, they really are.
We're going to be more miserable if...
Oh, if we get swept by the Cowboys.
It was funny because after they beat the Saints, like, you're in this mode of, oh my God, really? They just beat the Saints. Are they going?
They're actually good.
Are they going to end our holiday season? Are they going to play Grinch?
Yep. Boy, I hope they don't. And the opportunity is right in front of them on Sunday, which is awesome. Let's squeeze in a call. Let's go to KM. Let's go to Karate Mark on the Fanatic. How you doing, Karate Mark?
Gentlemen, we're going to win this game on Sunday. Evan Flow at the NFL. Dallas sucks. You don't sweep teams in the NFC East. For those reasons, we will win. But until then, it's Wednesday, and it's time to get excited. Andrew, hit that theme song for me. Let's do it. Come on.
Get excited. Welcome to Philadelphia. Are you kidding me?
Everybody, from Philadelphia. 786 says,
welcome to Philadelphia.
Stop your feet. Everybody, from Philadelphia. 76 says,
oh my.
Here they come, from Philadelphia. On the run, stand up and cheer.
Look at you, man. Yeah, good phrasing.
Philadelphia. I remember this when I was a kid playing their basketball.
So the song still holds up for you?
Two, three, four, five, six. Yes.
It's timeless.
Sure, it's timeless. Come on.
It's got an innocent sound to it.
Yeah.
Like it takes you back to
it. It's awesome. Hey, listen, as far as song, teen songs are...
Yeah.
That's a great one.
They're going 1, 2, 3, 4, and Andrew hits the know, four every time.
I ignored it.
No, I didn't. Believe me, it was not lost on me. I heard after the third time, I was just dying laughing.
Andrew, you're doing that. Jonas Salk over here is laughing, and I'm sitting here.
Shout out to you, Jonas.
Oh, boy. All right, what a show that was today, huh?
Quite bizarre.
Andrew, do me a favor. Don't podcast this one. I'll have like
I'll take about 20 minutes out of it. How's that sound?
I'll have picketers at the station tomorrow.
Yeah.
With needles in hand, Andrew, ready to give me the flu shot.
Yeah.
It'll be in the walkthrough during the Mikey Miss show.
Apparently, I'm bringing back polio and some of the old diseases.
My coach, Jonas Salk.
Yeah. What was the one? The one that wiped everybody out? Why can't I think of it? No, not measles. Yeah, the plague. I'm the bubonic plague with legs.
You're bubonic, is right.
Yeah. All right. What's your plan for tonight? You going to lock down on your couch? You going to lock down at a belly up to a bar?
I don't know, but I just know this.
You
I know
this by now. Come on.
No, I'm a last minute person.
Oh, you're deadline man.
Yeah, you know, all I know is Sixers, they've lost 12 straight in Toronto. This is the game. They're going to win this game tonight. It's going to set it up. It's going to set it up for the playoffs and the whole thing. I think they win the game. I know Toronto lost Monday night, but I think they're going to win the game.
And they lost at home Monday night.
Yes. Which I don't like for the game, but I do. I think Sixers got blown out.
6.5-point line tonight. So take the Sixers outright. All right. Stay tuned. Mikey Miss is up next to 2, and our handoff is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center, specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. Hey, thanks to Andy's Diner. Great spot here in Conshohocken. Come out for great food.
We love it.
It's a great spot to be. We'll be back here in a couple of weeks. Have a great night, everybody. Go Sixers, and we will talk to you tomorrow, 10 to 2. Mikey Miss up next right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.